IVM.
Let me take you on a journey through the Indian chess landscape where one single name resonates louder than any other, Vishwanathan Anand. Vishy, as we fondly call him, has been the heartbeat of the chess world for more than three decades. Thinking back to the days when Vishy first burst onto the scene, it was his lightning-fast decisions and electrifying play that grabbed everyone's attention. From his first chase for the Classical Championship in 1995 through his time as the world chess champion between 2000 and 2002, to that historic moment in 2007 when he won the world title, a title he defended with pride all the way until 2013, Vishy's journey has been legendary. Although he lost his world championship title to Magnus Carlsen in 2013, Vishy's resilience was unmistakable. Just 4 months later, at the Candidates Tournament, he was unbeatable. By the way, for those who may be wondering what the Candidates Tournament is, well, the Candidates Tournament holds the golden ticket for any chess player and offers a chance for him or her to challenge the reigning world champion. It's a competition second in prestige only to the world championship. Vishy's unparalleled performance, marked by three wins and not a single loss, saw him on the top of that tournament. The sole flag bearer for India in this elite competition, Vishy's story is more than just about his triumphs. This five-time world champion has inspired a whole new generation of chess enthusiasts and paved the way for the future of Indian chess. And now, after years of anticipation, the stage is set for not one, but five rising stars from India who are all ready to take on the global elite at the Candidates Tournament, each vying for the opportunity to challenge the current world champions for their crown. This marks the beginning of a thrilling chapter in Indian chess, one that could lead to the emergence of a new world champion from India. Welcome to A Century of Stories, presented by IDFC First Bank, always you first. I am your host, Kunal Vijaykar, and today we are talking about five insanely powerful Indian chess players competing in the FIDE Candidates 2024. Ever since the early 2000s, India has been churning out grandmasters so fast, it's almost hard to keep up. These achievements have catapulted India to being one of the top chess nations in the world. In fact, we are all watching chess. For the longest time, chess was considered a niche thing, beloved by some but not really in the spotlight. But thanks to the internet, famous players are now live streaming their games and playing matches online, gaining hundreds of thousands of online followers and carving out a special place for chess in the world of Indian sport. No wonder then that the chess world has seen an incredible surge of Indian talent, with 11 players making it to the world's top hundreds as of March 2024. Even more impressively, five amazing Indian players have achieved something truly remarkable this year, something only Vishwanathan Anand has done before them. They've all qualified for the FIDE Candidates Tournament. Imagine, five Indians at Candidates, three in the open section and two in the women's section. They make up more than 30% of the total field of 16 players and are competing for a chance at the World Championship title. It's something we hadn't even dared to dream of before. It's thrilling to see India moving beyond the iconic Vichy era into a period that welcomes everyone. But the story of how these five got to the candidates is just fascinating. At the Chess World Cup 2023, an unprecedented four Indians reached the quarterfinals. One even went head-to-head with the legendary Magnus Carlsen in the final. It was R. Pragnananda, an 18-year-old prodigy who had made headlines by defeating the legendary Magnus Carlsen on a previous occasion. He didn't win this time, but the final captured the nation's attention like never before, turning R. Pragnananda into a new icon for Indian chess enthusiasts. The Grand Swiss event, known as the strongest open chess tournament, was another stage for Indian brilliance. Vidit Gujarati and R. Vaishali stunned everyone by not only winning their categories and ensuring an Indian sweep, but also earning their spots in the candidates' tournament. R. Vaishali, Pragnananda's sister and the only third Indian woman to ever become a grandmaster, Vidit Gujarati, has now for long held the title of India's number two and is ranked 23rd in the world as of March 24. He has built a massive fan base on platforms like YouTube and Twitch, breathing new life into the Indian chess community. As the year wrapped up, Koneru Hampi secured her place as the next highest rated player after the women's world number one, Wu Yifan, stepped aside from the candidates. Hampi is the current world number five. Meanwhile, 17-year-old Gukesh confirmed his place after maintaining his lead in the FIDE circuit at the conclusion of the World Rapid and Blitz Championships. He is also the third youngest male player to qualify for the candidates, following Bobby Fischer and Magnus Carlsen, and briefly became India's number one, the first in years to dethrone Vichy. With Pragnananda, Vidit, 17-year-old Gukesh, and Koneru Hampi and R. Vaishali, India's chess scene is more vibrant than ever. Hikaru Nakamura, Carlsen's longtime rival, tweeted, "This is the future for him, Carlsen. The Indians are coming for him. It's going to be one Indian after another, after another, after another. All the disciples of Vichy." The FIDE candidates is being held from April 3rd to April 23rd in Toronto, Canada. Our Indian stars are competing against world chess leaders like Ian Nepomniachtchi of Russia, Fabiano Caruana of the USA, Alexandra Goryachkina of Russia, Anna Muzuchuk of Ukraine, and many more. So don't forget to cheer them on, because this momentum is well-deserved and Indian chess is definitely moving in the right direction, the direction towards global domination. You've been watching A Century of Stories, brought to you by IDFC First Bank, always you first. In the next episode, I'll tell you about a company that started from a one-bedroom apartment in Pune and made it all the way to the New York Stock Exchange.
IVM.